It's going down, y'all. Come the worst, my peoples come first. You know the deal.
Thanks, Rob. It's Download 720 WGN 312-981-7200. It is time to play the worst. Man, Pete, it has been like, I feel like a month and a half with Blackhawks and different things. We haven't actually had a chance to play the worst, but we're ready to play now. 312-981-7200. This, of course, our Tuesday night segment where we complain about the worst things in society for prizes. And we've got prizes tonight. We've got a Lou Malnati's pizza, we've got a desktop indoor weather station. What else could you want on a night like this? 312-981-7200. And we have in studio a panel tonight. Some regulars are back. Sarah Albritton. Sarah, good to see you.
Good to see you too.
And of course, this is second time through for Catherine Pavanelli. Good to see you.
Hiya, good to see you too.
And you guys are the co-creators of Super Narcoleptic Girl, which is the web series Pete and I were just talking about in the last hour, that the last time you were here, you were talking about this project and you were going to do this, and it's amazing that it is complete. It is up right now. Talk about it before we start. Obviously comes from your life experience, Sarah, as being narcoleptic. We've talked about this before on the show.
A little bit, but the idea actually came across while we were drinking, as many good ideas come.
This is true. Margaritas were involved in the process.
It's a web series that follows a superhero whose power, she has a couple of powers, but
she makes people dance, and she also happens to have narcolepsy. So it does stem from some of my real experiences as a narcoleptic, but in a comedic way.
And where can we find it?
YouTube
and Facebook.
And Facebook, you can go to sngwebseries.com, and we have all the links to that.
All right.
And at facebook.com/sngwebseries, follow us. It's just at sngwebseries for everything. So
yep. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook,
all that stuff.
All of it.
Yep.
Well, and you guys just told me the story that you're both going to be leaving Chicago soon.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are the allure, the lights of Hollywood beckoning, right?
More the sun allure.
Yeah.
Same thing, right?
Yes.
All right. Well, we got you here before you guys move, so I'm glad that you're here. 312-981-7200. Let's play the worst. Very excited. We'll kick it off the way we do every night with Pete Zimmerman. Pete, take it away.
You know what's the worst?
What's the worst, Pete?
The underscore.
It's like, when you have to
tweet something with an underscore? Oh, my gosh. It's the worst.
I found that a lot of celebrities like the underscore when it comes to Twitter. Because I'll send out tweets at the beginning of the show where I say, this person's on. And I'll put someone's name in, and I'll be like, that's not who that is. And I'll be like, oh, I'll bet there's an underscore. And I do the underscore, and it's like, official page. Yeah, so nobody likes the underscore.
Mm-mm.
When's the last time you used an underscore?
Ooh. I don't know. It's been
probably
a while.
In a tweet at some point recently.
Right? Twitter's the only thing keeping the underscore around.
Yeah, probably.
And relevant.
Yep.
Yeah, don't get me started on the double hyphen.
Oh.
We'll get into it. We want to get into it. We'll get into it. There's a lot of keys that need to be replaced. How is it that we have all of this technology that's improving our world, yet the keyboard stays the same? We don't change any of these features and the little symbols that are not used at all.
Explain to me F7.
Exactly, right? Look at this.
Or like the little left caret or the right caret. Who uses
that? Who uses that? Or the brackets, the italicized brackets.
Well, you used to make like the little things like in the 90s. You'd make the little, people would make the things that like took forever to make like a heart something.
Right. Now we don't need that, right? Our iPhones do it for us.
At work, I would just hit this end button continuously and hope the day would end. I feel like that's what I would do looking at this keyboard.
All right, so that stays. We'll keep the end button. But there's a lot of other symbols that are on the table. All right, Sarah, what do you got for the worst this week?
Oh, the worst. Oh, gosh, I didn't even think about it. I think it's the worst when you're trying to get somewhere and the train stops midway.
And
that was on the way here.
That happened to you guys?
Yes.
Oh, my God. It just stopped for no apparent reason.
And then it decides to go express, and every single person gets off the train because nobody wants to go all the way to...
It went express to Roosevelt. I'm like, who's going there? No one.
Nobody. I will say it's I mean, it's a rite of passage for Chicagoans to have the L story where it dies underground, and you have to be, at least you didn't have to climb up out of anywhere.
Yeah. Right?
That's the grossest. When people say, we had to get out when you're down in the tunnel.
Ew.
That's pretty gross. That happens in New York a lot.
I've never had to do that, and I hope I don't.
Yeah.
Mole people.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, that's mole people. That's creepy.
When I remember one time it happened to me, I can date myself, I'll never forget this, it was the 98 NBA Finals.
Ooh. Oh.
So when the 98 NBA Finals, I was in Chicago, and I was a young kid, and you know, of drinking age, but was going downtown or coming back downtown after they won, and it stalled out. And so it was a sweat, because it was June, July, or whenever that ended. And it was one of those like sweaty days, and it was sweaty down there, and there's just a bunch of people who wanted to party. Because the Bulls were on, and it was just, maybe it was just about over. It was over. So they were ready, but they were also tempered by the fact that they were stuck in a red line car. So they're like, yeah, like that was the energy of the whole place. Like, yeah. That was my experience. All right, Kathy, what do you got for the worst?
Ooh, baby showers without alcoholic beverages.
Oh, yes. That's definitely the worst.
That is the worst. I don't care if you're pregnant. Give me a mimosa.
Yeah. Do people do that? Is it?
They do. I was tricked.
Why do they do that? They base it on their own. Like if they don't drink, they're like, why would I have booze? Or is it a cheap thing?
I think this one particular one. It was. I think she was a party girl, but she obviously had been reformed as a new mother, but decided not to have any alcohol there and neglected to inform me. And I was like, I am never giving you a book for your child ever again.
I think that...
Is that your go-to, a book?
You go well, no, because there's that trend now where it's like, instead of bringing cards, bring a book and write a message. My message would be, give me alcohol.
Yes.
Baby.
I think that, like, children's parties, they should always have alcohol. Like, because they're really for the adults at that point, because they can't get out. Like, they're stuck with this thing. I mean, it's a baby, but...
This thing.
I'm not friends with that person.
Yeah, no, I can see that. You're stuck with this thing.
Sorry, you're a dad, aren't you?
But I totally understand where you're coming from. Sarah Albert and Catherine Bobinelli in studio tonight. Super narcoleptic girl is online everywhere now. The web series, check it out. We'll take a quick break. 312-981-7200. We'll come back and we will start with your worsts. We're playing for pizza tonight. Stay with us. The show is called WGN-TV News at 9, but you can find all that stuff out at WGNTV.com. So it kind of throws you off with the 9. Mm-hmm. It kind of shows my age a little bit because I'm like, oh, it's after 9. I didn't see it. I must have missed it. When you can see all that stuff online and it doesn't really matter when it airs. Catherine Pavanelli and Sarah Albritton in studio. They are the co-creators of Super Narcoleptic Girl, which is a web series which is out now. They just got back from L.A., New York, just all over the place, and great Instagram and Facebook posts of you guys killing comedy everywhere you go. Just did a show here at The Annoyance as well. Congratulations on all your success, and you will be certainly missed when you guys move to the West Coast.
Aw, thank you. That's sweet.
All right, let's keep going. 312-981-7200. Are you guys ready? Ready? 773 says, you know what's the worst? Babysitting for a kid 6 years old, and he locks himself in the bathroom while taking a bath. Ouch. Oh, that's tough.
That's actually scary.
Yeah. There's nothing. I had that happen with a dog once. They weren't taking a bath, but it was like the door locked, and I was like, yeah, man, there's a dog on the other side of that door.
See, this is why I think like everyone should take like a lock picking class, so that way you know how to get in there. Yeah. I have never taken a lock picking class.
Sleep with someone who knows how to pick locks.
Oh, that's better. Instead of learning the skill, just make sure you sleep with the person that knows how to do that.
Yeah, I've done that before. I've purposely slept with people
you
just for skill sets.
You pick locks? Really? That's hilarious. Okay. And 312, I'd say that those people are probably not around, right? If you're sleeping with people for skills, that you've moved on, I'm guessing.
What do you mean?
No? No. 312, the worst is when you work in retail and you have the system that you use. It decides to freeze and you have a line of five people giving you dirty looks. Once the system unfreezes, it's just super slow. Mm. That sounds like something that's like happening as we speak. That's like a real-time worst.
Oof.
Yeah. They're like at the Old Navy right now being like, dealing with me.
Yeah, you shop at Old Navy.
Someone's like, I need my flannel. I need my fleece. Yeah. That's what it is.
My 10-year-old son calls me Larry David because my wife called me Larry David, and he picked up on it because I get so Larry David when I get in the Old Navy and the Gap and other places, and they are doing the little switcheroo where it's like it's this. It no, not everything on that rack is $14.99. I know it says that, but it's the rack is $14.99. The clothes are $27. And I'm like, I'm going to lose it. I'm going to lose it. And I do the whole thing. I'm not buying it. I'm giving it back. I make a whole scene to these poor people who work at the Gap who are like, really, dude?
And then in your head, that little theme song.
Yeah. And my son is rolling his eyes at me, and I'm like, ugh. Do what has to be done.
Oh, that's how you know you have a tween, right? They start the eye roll.
Yeah, they start the eye roll. All right, we keep going here. 708 says, you know what's the worst? Worcestershire.
Disagree. I love Worcestershire sauce.
Worcestershire.
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 Worcestershire. All right, let's see. Okay. Mary's got a good one. She says, going to DMV for my license renewal. Oof. And my new picture will show a double chin that I don't actually have, but they make you tilt your head down for the picture.
What?
Unfortunately, they don't let you take selfie stick versions at the DMV.
I try to do, whenever I, in that situation, I try to do bits. Mm-hmm. You try to do bits with the person who's behind the camera. Mm-hmm. So you're just like, hey, let's change it up so it doesn't seem like we all hate each other.
I feel like the DMV people would have a lot more fun with their day. Like, because we're stuck there.
Right.
So why are they not messing with us more?
Yeah, it's... Yeah, I don't know. I feel like now you're not allowed to smile. Like, you're supposed to show, like...
Yeah, right. What do you do?
It's like, I don't know.
What are you going for? What's your look on a...
Serial killer.
I go with biggest smile possible. Like, I'm having so much fun. So then when you're pulled over or any point, they're like, or if someone has to look at the driver's license, they're like, this guy's okay.
They're going to look at me and go, serial killer.
Look, they look at you and go, oh, this person's up to no good. With me, they're like, this guy sees the joy in life.
Yeah.
Right?
let's arrest him.
I just try to keep my eyes open in the picture.
Right?
847, this is probably a problem we all have. The worst is when a skunk gets into the walls or ceilings of your home and then dies.
Oh.
That is the worst.
How did you... Yeah, that's a lot you had to figure out to come to that conclusion.
For having a home.
Yeah. You own a home.
You own a home. Let the skunk visit.
It's probably
that's
got to
be
cold.
Tough, though. That's got to be tough. One time, I'll remember this forever, that I was in an office... we had up on the north side, and we thought that a rodent had climbed into the walls and died because the smell was just real skanky, right? It's getting real skanky. Yeah. And we kept smelling the walls and trying to figure it out, and we came this close actually, like pounding, like opening. We were renting the space, so we're like, well, do we call them? What's the deal? And then we were reminded that someone looked in the mini fridge. Kate, one of our members of Schadenfreude, she had brought back from her trip, like maybe a month before, like fresh Canadian whitefish. She was in Canada.
Ew.
And she brought it for everyone, like, hey, do you guys want it? And we're like, yeah, it sounds good. Put it in the fridge for now. We forgot about it. And they're like, so like, yeah, ew, exactly.
That's
and like
so
for
gross.
3 days, we're like, I think we need to get a sledgehammer. I think it might be a possum. Like there was that. We were convinced it was a possum. So to this person, I would say maybe check the mini fridge.
Yeah, check the mini fridge.
Always check the mini fridge.
He has a house, but just a mini fridge.
Yeah, man. You know, style. 331 says, when you bite your tongue and it becomes so swollen that you constantly bite it again and again.
Oh, what? That's a weird complaint.
Right.
I'm like, I bite my tongue and then I just...
I hate biting tongue. That's
or burning your tongue on like a pizza, like a hot pizza. You're like excited to eat it, and then you're like, oh, I can't taste anything now.
Yep. You got a two day
you
burn.
Get that weird sandpaper feeling, like a cat.
773's got a great one. The worst is when you're playing Uno with kindergartners, and one of them reversed. But the catch is that they don't understand what a reversal does. So for the following 45 minutes, you're telling him it's not his turn yet.
Aww. That was so sweet.
That's one of my... That's a front runner right there. That's
really
hilarious.
Cute.
That's like a sketch.
I think the worst is just playing any kind of game like that with children. That's like...
Could you imagine? It's got to be tough to play Uno because Uno is a very complicated game.
I was gonna
and
say,
strategy
this
and that kind of stuff.
Kindergartner knows how to count. Good for him.
Yeah, right?
Or her.
But I mean, yeah, that's a tough game to... Now it's a loser turn. So now what you're going to do is you're going to look for a different color. Do you got a different color 9? You got a different color 9? You got a different color nine?
I just feel like that would be like a 5-hour game.
I'm impressed that you remember how to play Uno.
I love Uno.
Oh, man. Yeah. I haven't played Uno in a long time.
I bet if we made it a drinking game, I could get you to play.
I would play Uno. That's all Sarah has to say.
Yeah. All right. We got some good stuff to start here. 312-981-7200. They're still coming in. We'll do the second half coming up here. Sarah Albritton and Catherine Pavanelli are my guests. They are the co-creators of Super Narcoleptic Girl. It's a web series which you can find everywhere, YouTube, Facebook, and all the social media channels. The ones that are influencers.
Yeah. Right?
The secondary stuff, the underground stuff, you guys skip that.
Yeah.
I was trying to make some joke about that old musical website, and I can't even remember what
MySpace?
It's called. MySpace? I was like, we're not on MySpace.
No, we're not on MySpace.
That's so old.
We're also not on Friendster.
Friendster's a good one.
Is Friendster still a thing?
I don't think so. I think MySpace is still a thing.
What else was old? LiveJournal? That was a thing.
LiveJournal? I'm more of an Earth, like a GeoCities guy.
My Juno email account.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll get an update. Rob Mark here. We'll come back on The Worst. Stay with us. All right, Rob, what do you got for The Worst?
Potholes, my friend. Potholes.
Don't tell me you hit one, did you?
No. But our good friends over at ABC, I saw a tweet earlier this morning from Diane Pathew, I think. She's one of their reporters over there. She was in the storm tracker vehicle, whatever they call it. Blew out a tire.
You know, that's going to be a big story coming up here, because the snow and the rain and all this kind of stuff. We haven't had snow for a while, but the snow is what breaks down a lot of that concrete. So.
Well, you get the freeze and the thaw and the expansion.
The freeze and the thaw, the 60 and the 30.
Hey, let's diagram a pothole.
It's going down, y'all. The worst, my peoples come first.
All right, it's time for the second half of The Worst. 312-981-7200. Sarah Albritton and Catherine Pavanelli in studio. They are the co-creators of Super Narcoleptic Girl, the web series which was just released. And do you guys have plans? I mean, you have plans for another show, because you had shows in Chicago, New York, and L.A. in the last three weeks. Do you guys going to go on any more tours?
Go for it, Sarah.
I mean, I think we'd love to do more cities and that sort of thing. We might have another series viewing, at least another one in Chicago before I leave, I know.
Right, there's definitely going to be another one in Chicago. I think the date is TBD still. Okay. And we'll probably do a couple in Los Angeles once we're both out there.
Yeah, we would love to do more shows where we screen the whole thing and, you know, maybe have some awesome stand-ups like we have in the others.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of fun. Yeah.
Greg Holloman's in the Super Narcoleptic Girl. Greg Holloman, one of my faves. He's been on the show, but he also is well known as Principal Blackman from Strangers with Candy.
Yeah. And he's also in Shrink, which is now on NBC's website, I believe.
Tim Balt's show, yeah.
He was so much fun to work with.
He's great. He's a wonderful guy.
And he went with our ridiculous ideas and was like, no question about it. He's fine with it. He's like, yep, I'll play a big bumblebee.
Actually, my favorite part was when he came, he had his own costume. And then he saw what we actually were putting him in. And he was like, what? Pavanelli, you didn't tell me I was going to be wearing this entire outfit. And I was like, aren't you excited?
he was so funny. It was really hard to not laugh in that scene.
he's a fun guy and a funny guy. And he is in Super Narcoleptic Girl, the web series, which
and that's
is now on.
Episode 3 that he's in.
The Amazing Sting.
Mm-hmm.
There you
he
go.
Was actually
great.
There when we came up with the idea. When...
Yes, Greg Holloman was there at the, what is it, Inception? Conception? Yeah. Birth?
Conception, yeah.
Conception? Yeah. Consented conception?
Inception would be good, too, because that's an idea. I think conception might be a birth. Mm-hmm.
He technically is one of the original three concept creators.
All right, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. All right, 312-981-7200. Let's get right back into The Worst. 773 says, The Worst is opening up a cereal box upside down. But why would...
But
yeah.
Does it matter, though? Like...
Yeah, I guess it doesn't matter.
Because the bag is still the same, right?
Yeah.
It's been a long time since I've eaten cereal. So.
Well, I guess if you wanted to read it, like if you were talking about doing the crossword puzzles or whatever that are on the bag, where Toucan Sam goes.
But as an adult, you should be able to do that upside down
anyways.
No one
can see my face. My face is pure perplexion right now. I'm just like, how do you do that?
Well, maybe it's someone who really wants to work the box, and maybe they're 10 and they're listening. I don't know. 251 says, The Worst is leaving for 3 days and then coming home. to be homeless and jobless in a 24-hour period.
That's terrible.
That is terrible.
This is when we get to the point of the worst where you have three. You have a couple of different styles. You got people who are doing it for fun. They're like, there's also irritants and things that happen to them. And then there's literally the worst. That's going to be your illnesses or big job life events that change. This falls into
that category. Yeah, I was going to say that's pretty terrible.
That is terrible. Sorry to hear that. 773 lightens it back up. Hospital gowns.
Why? Yeah, like they just...
I kind of love those. I'm not gonna lie.
Of course,
I get so confused. I it takes me a little bit of time to figure out what I'm doing with it.
It feels like you're just wearing like
it's in the front.
Yeah, that's what throws you off because you automatically go to the back. Then you're like, this is not right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and it's just like wearing like uncomfortable tissue paper. It's just like nothing. I don't know.
Mine was cloth.
Cloth.
Yeah, with the cloth ones, I just have a problem with which way goes. And I'm always like, I'm going to do it wrong. And then the nurse is going to walk in and be like, what are you doing? Are you a functioning member of society? I'm not.
They should just have like a diagram on the wall. They have diagrams on the wall for everything in hospitals. Why don't they have one for the thing?
Right.
There's a choking thing. Is there food in this room right now? No. Why is there a choking thing? You know, that makes no sense.
All right, 773 says, threading. Went to a salon and had an eyebrow threaded. It was so painful, I did not want the other one done. The salon owner waxed the other so I would not have uneven results.
I've never done the threading. Have you done the threading?
Not on my eyebrows.
I don't know.
On other sections.
I don't even know what that means. But that's okay. We'll keep going. Mary, 847, says, the worst is when you're at the gas pump. The temperature's below freezing, and you need to use that disgusting public squeegee because your windshield is totally ice. And the squeegee handle is stuck in there like a popsicle smeared with salt residue.
Ew.
But the bucket of fluid is it's a chunk and a stick, and it's funny. That's pretty good, Mary. That's very descriptive.
That is.
You got everybody.
I've painted the picture in my brain.
I can visualize that fully.
Yeah. Mm. 773 says, hitting the send button and realizing you sent your message to the wrong person who was the subject of the email.
Ooh,
I've done that.
Yeah, that's bad. Yeah. Or like the reply all, or like sending a group message when you meant to send to one.
Right.
This sounds like it's personal. Like they were like, I am so sick of Dan. Send. Oh my God, I sent it to Dan.
Dan, I was just joking.
Oh, Dan, what happened?
Sorry, I was venting.
224 gives us the worst is when you get Snapchat notifications saying your friend is typing, so then you go to Snapchat and wait for them to post something. Then minutes later, he doesn't post anything, so then you go back to doing what you were doing. As soon as you do, he does post something.
What? I guess just...
I'm not a Snapchat user, so the idea is that they get a notification when they're about to post.
So someone's like typing, like if the dot dot dot, if I was like texting you and you're getting the dot dot dot, it's like Sarah's about to message you something, but then I don't. It's a Snapchat tease. It's a texting tease.
It's the hanging little S or something that you accidentally typed into the subject and then the thing thinks you're getting a text, but you're not really.
I've kind of moved from Snapchat to the Instagram for sure.
To the gram. Yeah. 815 says the worst is when you hear a snap and you realize your underwire broke.
In the bra.
I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
At least it wasn't their hip. That's what I was thinking initially.
At least it's not like a.
It's not a vital body part.
No, this would be. Yeah, I would think the underwiring of a bra.
Yeah, I hear like snap, and I think, oh God, what bone?
Yeah, what bone?
like that's terrifying.
The bone of my bra.
773 says getting a flat tire on the expressway in the pouring rain today, only to find your spare just as flat as your tire.
Oh,
your
change. No.
That's rough.
Oh, that's a tough one. That's not good. Nope. That goes into, that's the worst. Right?
Yeah.
708 says having to change a tire in the cold when it's snowing.
All things with tires.
Yeah, 847, this is car related. The worst is when your dog locks you out of the car while it's raining. Or while it's running. Sorry, I had the cursor over.
What kind of dog do you have?
I can see if it's an old car.
The dog's pretty cool.
If it's an old car, right? A dog jumps up on the window and hits the little button, it would lock the doors on everything, right?
How old is this car?
Yeah, maybe it's an old car. It didn't say the name of the make.
Yeah,
and model.
I mean, well, my dog used to be able to have
Chrysler. I don't know.
Dogs have opposable thumbs now. Clicking the.
Just pause. They're so excited. All there is a window, and they want to get to the owner, and they don't realize that they just automatically lock the entire car.
Oh, my owner's never going to come to me now.
I know. That would be, yeah, that would be tough.
Okay, well, let's see. They get mad at me when you're at the DMV and you're getting your picture taken and you do this and they say, this is radio, no one understands what you're saying. That's me. Okay, sounds good. 312 says, jam on my client's papers that I took home to work on while eating a PB&J. Very unprofessional, but I licked it off.
Oh. I kind of love that answer.
309's got my vote.
That's a real answer.
309's got my vote. You ready for this one?
All right. Okay.
You know what's the worst? Sweaty dollar bills.
Ew.
That's a good one. That's a strong one, right?
That is a strong one because you really want to touch it, but it's gross.
You're just like, ugh. Ugh. There's some good stuff. All right, 312-981-7200. All right, we'll take our last break here. We'll come back, and we will have some nominations for tonight's winners here on The Download. We're playing The Worst. Stay with us. All right, playing The Worst here, 312-981-7200 here on 720 WGN. Sarah Alberton and Catherine Pavanelli in studio. Check out their web series, Super Narcoleptic Girl, which is out everywhere now. All right, we'll wrap up. We got our nominations, but there's still a lot coming in. So let's get right to it. We'll get right through. Peggy 219 says, the worst is when you're about to crush that last piece of candy and your battery dies.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. 518, you know what's the worst? Fat toes.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. I don't know if that means other people's fat toes, their own fat toes. I don't know.
Maybe they just have nightmares being attacked by fat toes.
Maybe it's like, yeah, maybe it's, yeah. 708, the worst is people come into the restaurant 2 minutes before the kitchen closes and order full meals.
Oh, that is awful. That is terrible. That is awful.
773 says, the worst is when your cat gets stuck behind the fridge and you've got two herniated discs. Oof.
Ooh. 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 Eee.
773 says, took the car to the auto shop, went to pick it up, they lost the car key.
Ooh.
Had no spare.
Ugh.
Oof.
These are rough.
Yeah. These are rough, right?
These are rough.
That's scaring me right now because I don't have a spare and they have my only key right now.
Uh-oh. You could be in trouble.
No, I would make them. I'd be like, hey, no, you're a car repair place. You can make me a key. Call your locksmith person.
Call a locksmith.
312, this is a pretty good one. When you're caught by a coworker with your hand up a vending machine's crack, I guess that's what they say, trying to pull something out. I told him, you tell anybody about this and I swear I'll pull your appendix out.
What?
What is that?
I would call HR on that guy.
John, thanks for being here. This is really about the vending machine threat. We wanted to give you a yellow ticket for that. You just can't threaten people over vending machines. No, it's a different time. It's 2018.
Yeah.
773, this is my favorite. When you make prolonged eye contact with a stranger and you give them a head nod, but they just continue to stare.
That's so creepy.
That's so creepy.
708, box flaps on the bottom end won't interlock enclosed like the ones on the top. They're talking about the cereal box. There, darn it.
Lots of issues with boxes tonight.
I see, but whatever.
Oh, the worst. Sending a tray of homemade brownies to my daughter's office, then making up a batch for the family, but finding out that the flour was buggy. So stopping before I made them and then threw it out. Too late to notify the office group. I felt guilty when I got a thank you for the delicious treats.
Ew.
Oh, wow. That's a good one.
Stick it to the man, Mom.
Oh, that is the worst. It could have been worse, though.
Well, it'd be worse if it was, like, if you're serving people that are, like, vegetarian, but there's, like, secretly meat in something.
Yeah,
it's supposed to be, not meat.
Do bugs count as meat?
Yeah. Maybe. So I've eaten the grasshopper.
I've heard, like, there's a thing with, like, crickets now, like, because they're full
crickets,
of protein.
Yeah,
like, right. That they're in. People like to eat crickets or make things out of crickets. I don't know.
773 says the worst is when you get an even dollar amount at the gas pump. But you go over by a penny.
Oh, yeah.
815, the worst is when you go into your kitchen and you see a squished spider on the floor and you realize you're the only one that stepped on it and you're barefoot.
Ew. I'd be checking my foot, make sure it didn't bite you, like, while you were killing it. Like, the last, like, hey, you gonna kill me? I'm gonna get you. I'm gonna...
I love spiders.
312 says, the worst PTSD, public trough stress disorder. Can't do it. Even urinals. Too much pressure. And the silence tells me you guys have not been in a male bathroom at Wrigley Field.
No.
You know what? They kick at Wrigley me out Field, every time. Yeah,
they have, you know, horse troughs. They have troughs that are like these long hall. Almost the entire length of the bathroom is just a silver or gray trough all the way down. And men just saddle up, I mean, thigh to thigh, touching. Ew. To pee.
So they're like encouraging the men to act like animals anyways. Like,
yeah, I'm with the PTSD on that. That is a hard place to pee. I'm not gonna lie to you. When you get in there and there's a lot of pressure because someone stands right behind you because what? They want to go.
Is somebody like,
yeah, it's
is
crazy.
There like a waterfall? Are you worried that somebody else's pee is gonna?
No,
get
no,
on
no,
you?
No, no, no. You get up there, but there's so many people that want. To, that's why they have it set up that way.
But you're saying there can be some flow issues.
There's no flow issues. That's not the issue. The issue is that someone is waiting right behind you, standing right behind you while you're thigh to thigh with other guys. And there's an efficiency to this. You have to go fast. You have to get done because the idea is that it's almost like a turnstile.
Yeah, so. that sounds pretty terrible.
Yeah.
All right, that's going to do it tonight. That is pretty terrible. That is. All right, so we got the top three. We're playing for a desktop indoor weather station brought to you by American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 16-Minute Men, and also a Lou Malnati's gift certificate, two of them. Lou Malnati's is home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoan locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. All right, getting the weather station tonight, 7-7-3. The worst is when you're playing Uno with kindergartners, yes. And one of them reversed, but yes. The catch is that they don't understand what the reversal does, so the following 45 minutes is you telling them it's not his turn yet.
Yep. That's great.
All right, for the pizzas tonight, 7-7-3. When you make prolonged eye contact with a stranger and give him a head nod, but they just continue to stare.
Creeper.
Creeper. Mm. And 309 is going to take away a pizza as well. First place tonight, the worst. Sweaty dollar bills.
Ew,
oh,
yes.
So gross. Sarah Albritton and Catherine Pavanelli, they are the co-creators of Super Narcoleptic Girl web series that you can find in all different platforms.
SNGWebSeries.com or follow us on Twitter and Instagram at SNGWebSeries.
There you go. You guys, great to see you. And I hope to see you before you leave for California.
Yeah. Thanks. Thank you.
Bye. Thanks for having